From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Senior U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officials are set to give separate briefings to two sets of lawmakers Thursday in connection with the investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has a newly invigorated strategy for tearing into the special counsel's Russia probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's calling it Spygate, saying the FBI has been caught in a major spying scandal by using an informant to get intelligence about his campaign. It's long been known the Bureau was looking into Russian meddling, and it remains unclear whether any spying was actually done.
I hope it's not so. Because if it is, there's never been anything like it in the history of our country.
His remarks came ahead of today's unusual White House-arranged briefing for just two GOP lawmakers who have demanded information about the informant, which they're slated to get today from various Justice Department and intelligence officials. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump is calling for radical change to the structure of the U.S. aid to those countries deemed not sufficiently assisting the United States in stemming the tide of violent illegal immigrants heading here.
We're going to work out something where every time somebody comes in from a certain country, we're going to deduct a rather large amount of money from what we give them in aid, if we give them aid at all, which we may not just give them aid at all, because despite all of the reports I hear, I don't believe they're helping us one bit.
The president's remarks came at an event held inside a Homeland Security Center on New York's Long Island, which the White House said was intended to be a call to action for legislative policy changes. Much of the conversation among the president and others involved the violent gang MS-13. This is VOA News. A North Korean official says a summit with the U.S. might be off because of recent remarks by Vice President Mike Pence. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
A top North Korean official is casting doubt on a U.S.-North Korea summit because of recent remarks by Vice President Mike Pence. North Korean Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs Cho Sun-hui is quoted by a North Korea state-run news agency as saying Pence made stupid and ignorant remarks in an interview with Fox News where Pence compared North Korea to Libya. The North Korean Vice Minister says Pence's comments showed he does not understand North Korea's situation. She also questioned whether a summit with President Donald Trump would be worthwhile if Pence's remarks reflect Washington's position. Mike Gracia, Washington.
China and Japan are criticizing the president's decision to launch an investigation into the effect of vehicle imports on national security. Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman told reporters Thursday that abusing national security clauses undermines the multilateral trade system and disrupts normal international trade. Japan's trade minister said if the U.S. probe results in new tariffs, that would bring turmoil to the global market. China's defense ministry said Thursday that a U.S. decision to disinvite China from a major international maritime exercise is unconstructive. A ministry statement said despite that decision, China will continue playing a role in maintaining peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. Congress has passed a bill expanding the availability of private health care to veterans who need an alternative to the VA health system. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Trump pushed for this legislation to expand private health care to veterans who either have to wait too long to get care at a Veterans Affairs facility or the VA Medical Center doesn't offer the treatment they need. The Senate overwhelmingly passed the legislation, as did the House, which also heads off a funding crisis for the Choice private sector program. There's also a provision to help pay down student loans for doctors who agree to work for the VA, and another to look at closing down underperforming veterans facilities. Some Democrats worry it pushes the agency closer to privatization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Ukraine is denying a BBC report that it paid Donald Trump's lawyer Michael Cohen $400,000 to set up a meeting between Trump and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. According to the BBC, Poroshenko wanted to meet with Trump in 2017. He wanted to open a so-called back channel to Trump because of Ukrainian lobbyists in Washington. A U.S. judge in New York has ruled that President Trump cannot block his critics from making snarky remarks about him and his policies in response to his barrage of tweets on Twitter. The judge ruled that the critics were entitled to voice their opinions, and if the Trump were to block them, he would be violating the country's constitutional guarantee of freedom of speech. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.